91X News.
It's minus four and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros. Students at Loyalist College were unable to use internet services at the school early this morning. The internet went down Sunday at noon and was brought back into service before 9 this morning. Jennifer Fry is the manager of IT's technical services at Loyalist College. She says it is unknown why the internet went down, and it will only be known later this afternoon what the cause of the problem was. Environment Canada is alerting travelers to the possibility of hazardous winter driving conditions across southern Ontario tomorrow. Forecasters say a lower pressure system from Colorado will move across southern Ontario into southern Quebec tomorrow. Computer models suggest it may move along Highway 401 from Windsor across Toronto, then just north of Lake Ontario to Cornwall. It could bring rain, wet snow, freezing rain, and ice pellets to areas along the path. A program called Art and Community and its website is giving artists in the area a chance to get their name and their work publicized. Nick Liard has more.
Daniel Vaughn is a multi-talented local artist. He does photography, plays music, and does graphic design as his day job. With the help of Quinty Arts Council's Art in the Community, he's getting more attention, even having his song played out on a year-end show on Loyalist College's radio station.
So it's interesting that to be able to do this for people around here, because I want my name out there and people seem to see it.
Executive Director Carol Feeney started Art in the Community 8 years ago and says it has continued to grow.
We have over 397 artist members, individual artist members.
Wow.
And that's not anywhere near the total number of artists that exist in this area.
Next week, a show will be led by Daniel and his brother David Vaughn at the QAC's head office on Bridge Street.
That was Nick Liard reporting for 91X News. Belleville police say residents have been receiving phone calls selling a device called the Hydro Power Saver. The caller claims the device can produce cost savings of 30% or more. Belleville police wants to remind consumers to stick to the old rule of not believing everything you hear. Healthcare and who's paying for it are two main issues up for discussion at the Premier's meeting in Victoria, BC. The Premier's will be talking about Finance Minister Jim Flaherty's plan to tie health transfer payments to the rate of economic growth, including inflation, by 2018. That's not acceptable to several of the leaders, who will be looking for adjustments to the formula that would better benefit their provinces. Edmonton police say charges are pending against the caregiver of a 3-year-old boy found walking the streets and improperly dressed in the extreme cold. An alert neighbor discovered the child last night wearing shorts and an upside-down parka. They say he had dressed himself and gone out when the temperature was minus 23 degrees Celsius, not including the wind chill. Paramedics determined that the boy was cold. He did not suffer injuries. Three former Nortel network executives go on trial today, accused of defrauding investors in one of the biggest corporate collapses in Canadian history. Nortel's former CEO, chief financial officer, and corporate controller are facing charges ranging from fraud affecting the public securities market to falsifying accounts and documents. Prosecutors will argue that the three, who were dismissed in 2004, fraudulently misstated financial results in order to get bonuses they were promised if the company returned to profitability. Nortel filed for bankruptcy protection in 2009. The Canadian Real Estate Association says the national resale housing market is holding steady. It says sales increased in December by 1.8% over the previous month. That pushed annual sales to almost 457,000 units, up 2.2% over 2010. Prices in December were up a modest 0.9% over December of 2010. The jailed captain of the cruise ship that capsized off Italy's Tuscan coast made an unauthorized change from the programmed course. Pierluigi Forci, CEO of Costa, the company that owns the ship, pointed the finger at the captain during a news conference.
We believe it has been a human error here. The captain did not follow the authorized route.
The confirmed death toll rose to 6 after searchers found the body of a male passenger wearing a life vest in the corridor of the above-water portion of the ship. 16 people are unaccounted for. Republican John Huntsman has dropped out of the Republican presidential race and is now supporting Mitt Romney. The former Utah governor and diplomat says the former Massachusetts governor gives the Republican Party its best shot of defeating President Barack Obama in the November general election. After staking his candidacy on New Hampshire, Huntsman finished third in the primary there last week. He faced a likely defeat in South Carolina's primary on Saturday. President Barack Obama and his family will be among those around the United States who will honor the legacy of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. The Obamas plan to participate Monday in a community service project in Washington to honor King's memory. Monday also marks the first King holiday in which visitors can celebrate King at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, which was dedicated last year. Feeling blue today? Not a problem. It's just that time of year. Reporter Karen Chase of ABC has more.
It's the perfect storm of buzzkills, bummers, downers, and drags. Mathematicians have calculated that today, the third Monday of January, is Blue Monday, the most miserable workday of the year. Their complicated formula factors in the weather, your debt, the length of time since Christmas and breaking your New Year's resolutions, the time until your next paycheck, low motivational levels, and the feeling of a need to take action. However, scientists say you can get through the blue if you love your job. Karen Chase, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 1204. Austin McKay has sports next.
Meta Employment Services.
At Meta Employment Services, we'll help you plan your future. You'll work with experienced counselors who'll develop an individualized plan starting with career counseling. You'll choose a long-term career path leading to skills training, self-employment, or re-employment, all at no cost to you. This Employment Ontario service is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Meta Employment Services.
Meta, let us work for you. In the Sydney Plaza, Belleville. Call 966-9069.
Good afternoon, I'm Austin McKay with 91X Sports. There are six games on the schedule on this Martin Luther King Day, starting with the Nashville Predators in Long Island taking on the New York Islanders at 1 p.m. Winnipeg is in the country's capital as the 10th place Jets take on the 5th place Ottawa Senators, who are amidst a four-game winning streak. Colorado visits Phoenix, Boston is in Florida, Buffalo travels to Detroit, and the Dallas Stars are in St. Louis to square off against the Blue Squad, who has only three regulation losses so far this year. Also in the NHL, Minnesota Wild captain Mikko Koivu looks like he'll be tamed for a vague extended period of time with a shoulder injury he suffered Saturday. The already slumping Wild will miss their leading scorer and all-star representative for an expected month. An update for their injury will come after the team practices. The first Grand Slam event of the tennis season is underway. Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer won their opening matches at the Australian Open. Top-seeded Caroline Wozniacki also won her first-round match. Federer and Nadal have quickly smoothed over talk of a rift between them. Nadal had criticized Federer for his unwillingness to speak out on issues affecting men's tennis, but Federer says things are fine between the two, and they simply disagree on how to resolve a list of player grievances. To baseball, our Toronto Blue Jays have avoided arbitration with center fielder Colby Rasmus and came to terms with a one-year extension worth $2.7 million. The Blue Jays acquired Rasmus from the St. Louis Cardinals last summer, sending Edwin Jackson over to the eventual World Series champs. In curling, Team World claimed the World Financial Group Continental Cup of Curling, which was held in Langley, British Columbia, over Team North America on Sunday night, avenging a one-sided loss a year ago. Thomas Arsrud of Norway clinched the title for Team World early in men's skins game against defending world champion Jeff Stoughton of Winnipeg. The 2013 Continental Cup will let Penticton, BC play host. England defender Gary Cahill joined Chelsea from Premier League rival Bolton today. The 26-year-old Cahill, who passed a medical on Saturday before watching from the stands as the Blues beat Sunderland 1-0, reportedly cost Chelsea a slick £7 million, which is $10.7 million U.S. Family and doctors of freestyle skier Sarah Burke of Whistler, B.C. plan to update her condition Monday at a news conference in Utah. The 29-year-old was injured Tuesday in a training accident at the Superpipe at Park City Mountain Resort. She underwent surgery to repair a tear to an artery that caused bleeding to her brain. She's at University of Utah Clinical Neurosciences Center in Salt Lake City. Three-time Tour de France champion Alberto Contador is among a number of cyclists that have been called to testify in the trial of seven people linked to the Operation Puerto doping scandal. Spanish media reports say Contador, former Giro d'Italia winner Ivan Basso, and Italy's Michele Scarponi will be questioned by a Madrid court. Send us your team or league scores to 91X email at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose de Barros with 91X weather.
Today, increasing cloudiness early this morning, a high of plus 2. Tonight, cloudy. Rain mixed with wet snow beginning early this evening. Risk of freezing rain. Rainfall amount 5 to 10 millimeters. A low of 0. Tuesday, rain mixed with wet snow changing to a few flurries in the evening. A risk of freezing rain in the morning. Rainfall amount 10 to 15 millimeters. A high of plus 3. At 12:08, it's minus 4 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Jose de Barros with Austin Mackay. News is next at 1 o'clock.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.